And yet when the cup of power neared his lips, he became strangely hesitant, reluctant, perhaps coy. He returned to Apple officially in January 1997 as a part-time advisor, as he had told Emilio he would. He began to assert himself in some personnel areas, especially in protecting his people who had made the transition from Next. But in most other ways, he was unusually passive. The decision not to ask him to join the board offended him, and he felt demeaned by the suggestion that he run the company's operating system division. Emilio was thus able to create a situation in which Jobs was both inside the tent and outside the tent, which was not a prescription for tranquility. Jobs later recalled, "Gil didn't want me around, and I thought he was a bozo. I knew that before I sold him the company. I thought I was just going to be trotted out now and then for events like Macworld, mainly for show. That was fine, because I was working at Pixar. I rented an office in downtown Palo Alto, where I could work a few days a week, and I drove up to Pixar for 1 or 2 days. It was a nice life. I could slow down, spend time with my family."